red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.
The word locksmith animation is written on the screen and lights up. The eye in locksmith forms a keyhole. We go through the keyhole to see the word Suffolk Coast, England. These words disappear to show an animated lighthouse at night with a blizzard magnified from the beams. A man in a red hat pushes through a door on a lower deck, shielding himself from the wind with his hand. He takes out a telescope and finds a flash of lightning in the sky and a silhouette of a sleigh. He looks down at his digital watch, which says 23:59:59 on 24th of December, which turns to midnight on the 25th. He looks concerned and lifts the telescope again. He searches the night sky and finds a streak of blue light. He rushes into the lighthouse and pulls a lever which opens the lighthouse lanterns, shining the beacon upwards.
Come on, come on!
He looks to the sky and sees lightning and a sleigh being pulled by one reindeer, galloping with magical blue lights at its feet. We see a close-up of Santa Claus with flying goggles and a white-trimmed hood, calling instructions to his reindeer.
There! Head for that lighthouse, noble reindeer!
The reindeer charges to the lighthouse and swirls round it, sleigh in tow. The man in the lighthouse ducks.
Evening, Sats! Thanks, Bill!
A weathercock spins as the sleigh rushes by through chimneys and the tops of houses with blue lights sparkling as every hoof lands. Santa pulls on the brakes as the sleigh comes to a stop on a roof and the reindeer nearly goes over the edge.
We've made it! The last town in England. Nearly home. Oh, no. I thought getting here was a hard part. But it turns out we've got a town full of problems. And it's going to take a big man with a big beard to solve them. Yes, that handsome fellow in the red onesie is me, Santa Claus. And tonight had been a blizzard of bother. Down to one reindeer and the worst storm in history. But that wasn't going to stop me. Christmas in Wellington on Sea sure needed a giant sack full of fixing.
Santa Claus falls off the roof and ends up twisted in fairy lights, upside down, looking into a house.
You're about to hear the tale of one of the most challenging nights of my long career. Looking back, I think it all started going wrong with the school Christmas play, December 22nd, 4 p.m.
Three animated houses in the snow appear alongside the words Netflix presents, an image of a tractor in the snow, a ship coming into a small town harbour covered in snow, and the words Locksmith Animation Production above. The scene fades to a bus shelter in winter.
Wrap up warm and get ready for That Christmas.
The words That Christmas appear in the front of a school.
And here are our unfortunate heroes. There's a new kid in town, Danny, trying hard not to be seen. Well, except by the love of his life, anxious Sam.
Oh, have you seen my sister? She's supposed to play Joseph.
No.
And finally, our local rebel, Bernadette.
Okay, kids, time to unleash your brilliance on the world.
A free-spirited force of nature and director of the show.
Gorgeous.
3 minutes to curtain. Do not disappoint me.
Oh, Charlie, where are you?
Don't worry, Sam. She'll show up. We've got loads of time. And if she doesn't, you can do a part. Here, start warming up.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You wrote it. You know the lines and you're identical twins. So from a DNA perspective, you're basically interchangeable.
No, we've got a debt. In fact, Charlie and I are actually very different.
Yes, please.
2 minutes to curtain.
Yes, Miss Trapper.
Danny, dressed in a potato costume, peeks out of the curtains onto the audience. Danny's mum shakes her head. He looks sad.
Hey, new boy. What are you supposed to be?
Yeah, what are you?
I'm a chickpea.
Then why do you look like a big potato?
Well...
30 seconds to go.
Okay, this is getting a bit serious now. Has anyone seen Charlie? Anyone?
Charlie appears in the door holding a shepherd's staff with a light behind her.
Thanks for joining us, Charlie. Showtime.
Sam blows into a paper bag.
Charlie, where have you been?
I decided my character has a beard.
Is that dog's hair?
Might be. Trust me, sis, it's going to be a triumph.
Samantha. Bernadette, you're on.
God help us all.
Let
absolutely love school plays.
Said nobody ever.
Start the Christmas play!
Two girls walk on stage towards the mic.
Children in costumes they can barely see out of and a steep drop. What could possibly go wrong?
Jesus! Was a cool dude. A beard, long hair, into woodwork, a hipster basically. He wouldn't have wanted us to do the same boring Christmas story year after year, right, parents? Exactly. He'd want a strictly vegetarian, multicultural fun fest with lots of pop songs and stuff about climate change, written by our resident genius, Sam. Over to you. Right, strap in, shape up, and gird those loins for the three wise women! Woohoo! Hit it, Mrs. Beckles. Off we go, Sam. Yeah!
Harry. Curtain up.
After a very long journey on foot, because obviously we don't approve of flying, we've at last arrived in Bethlehem.
Finally.
We must find somewhere to stay, because my wife Mary is pregnant.
Oh, no. The watermelon falls out of Mary's robes and rolls off the stage.
With a large watermelon.
Charlie!
Quality improv.
Happy the three wise men arrive on stage as Mary takes a selfie. A boy in a star costume flies above and lands on stage.
We used to be shepherds, but now we're organic vegetable farmers. We have come to see Jesus with our flock of broccoli, sweet corn, aubergines, and a chickpea. And a chickpea!
Chickpea!
Who looks a bit like a potato.
The star boy accidentally crashes into the watermelon baby, smashing it over everyone. At the curtain call, Danny sees two empty seats.
Nice one, Teddy.
Silence! Change quietly, then join your parents.
Yes, Mr. Trapper.
Tomorrow, sanity will return, and we will celebrate term's end with quadruple algebra and a lice inspection. Now, move!
Well done, new kid. Nice potato.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, never mind.
Hi, Mum.
Hey, guys, did you like the show?
I absolutely loved it.
Sweet. All of it?
Well, I wasn't completely sure about all the story changes, Bernie.
Ah.
Yeah, and some of the dialogue was a bit
modern.
But that was the whole point. What about the jokes?
I don't think Jesus and jokes go together, dear.
So let's get this clear. You liked everything except the story, dialogue and the jokes? That only leaves the title.
Yes, hated the title.
Oh, clearly the Christmas revolution is going to have to wait, Evie.
We see a family cycling.
Come on, keep up, tortoises.
Charlie was so late. I've never been more terrified.
Yes, you have. You're frightened of everything.
I'm not.
Climate change, bee extinction, bees full stop, Thursdays, me doing something naughty and getting caught, me doing something naughty and not getting caught, clowns, safety pins, unsafe pins. Did I miss anything?
Infinity. There's just so much of it.
I rest my case.
Whoa! Watch out, there's a big...
Whoa! Charlie!
It's a very lovely town, Wellington. One of my favourites in all of England. A seaside world of bicycles, bumpy bridges, bad driving. Sparkly streets and a boatload of wonderful Christmas traditions organised by my old pal, Lighthouse Bill.
Looking good, chaps.
Everyone very keen on Christmas. And I mean everyone.
A minibus turns into a close.
Okay, neighbours, abandon chariot.
Ooh. I'm never setting foot in this wretched sardine can again.
Shh, Harry.
Thanks, Driver McNutt.
My pleasure, kids. Last school run tomorrow, then after my delightful sister's wedding, the Barn family Christmas bonanza begins.
Woo! Best Christmas ever!
same Christmas always.
Danny walks into his home.
Hi, Mom.
Mom?
Danny's mum has left a post-it note on the coat rack.
Hi, Danny. Fab chickpea acting. Sorry I had to leave. How'd it go?
Well, would have been better if Dad had turned up.
And if the most beautiful and cleverest girl on Earth hadn't totally ignored me, it was a disaster.
Oh, that's nice. My shift ends at midnight. Dinner's in the oven.
His mum has left post-it notes in the fridge and oven.
Overcooked brown slop. You're welcome.
Thanks, Mum.
Love you, little slug. And one day, she will too.
Sam and Charlie arrive home.
Laugh onto the top is what's next.
Charlie, be careful.
I'm not racing. I just want to be in bed by 9.
You
can't catch me.
Boo!
I win again. Is there nothing I'm not good at?
Yes. Being good. Don't you think you should tidy those things up before Santa comes?
Oh, found it.
Wow, those are new.
Yep. Just dropping a hint for Santa.
I like those shiny guitars too. In fact, it's top of my wish list.
Those are not shiny guitars. They are single current national resonators. And there you go.
Santa, gimme or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'll catch him in a sack and I'll shave off his beard.
You can't blackmail Santa, Charlie.
Ugh, don't stress, Samsky. The fat present dispenser gets me.
Oh, look. It really is snowing now. Wow, so pretty.
Yeah, pretty big fun in the store.
With you, Charlie, big fun always means big trouble. Oh, no.
What?
Don't tell me that was Buddy's hair in your beard.
Come on! Get me all wet and cold.
Maybe.
Seriously, if you do one more naughty thing, Santa won't leave you any presents at all, and then it'll be the worst Christmas ever.
Right, so you get the picture. Christmas was knocking on Wellington's front door, and everything was about to get a lot more complicated.
Blimey.
Snow can be a very mixed blessing.
A faraway shot of a lighthouse, then the statue in the village square, unrecognisable from the snow. The words December 23rd appear on the screen. Bernadette comes to the window and puts on her glasses.
Wow, snow day?
School's closed!
Yeah! Get the Trapper's Terrible Test! Ow!
Nice!
Ugh, not happening.
Good morning, darling. Don't say it. Absolutely love snow day!
And you said it.
Woohoo!
Let the snowball fight again and begin!
Yay!
Holy flipping Miley!
Text messages and emojis appear on screen. Ooh, ah, who's coming sledging? OMG, have you seen the snow? A mobile phone message flashes. Due to snow, all classes cancelled as the alarm goes off and a hand reaches out to turn it off. Downstairs, a kettle boils as Danny makes toasties and puts a pair of boots out. Danny watches monster trucks on his tablet as his mum rushes downstairs, puts the boots on, picks up the coffee and toasties.
Lay. Good morning! Can't believe I'm so late! Good luck at school today, Dano! And don't you be late!
I won't.
Danny looks at the clock with post-it notes saying, time to go, really time to go, and late. Outside, his mum nearly slips.
Wow, look at that. That's some serious snow.
She video calls Danny.
Thanks for the tea and toast, eh?
You're welcome. You were late last night. Hot date?
Yes, with a 78-year-old on a bedpan. Speaking of hot dates, how's the Sam romance campaign going?
There's no campaign, Mum. It's been 6 months, and I'm still the invisible new boy. Except to terrify Miss Trapper, I'm not.
Well, if love was easy, your father wouldn't have run off with his 25-year-old dental nurse.
Mum, don't be like that when he comes back, OK? I just want a fun Christmas, like we used to have.
I know, sweetheart. But you know what? It's only a matter of time before you sweep Sam off her feet and blaze off into the sunset on your monster truck.
Plenty of holes in that plan. Not a big girl sweeper-upper. And total lack of truck.
Well, insignificant details.
I'm shy. She's anxious. It's hopeless.
Danny closes the door behind him to reveal, don't forget your hat, on post-it notes, and his hat hanging on a peg, which he then rushes back and grabs.
Everyone, come on out!
Wait for me!
Coming! Ouch!
Children run out of their houses playing star angels in the snow.
Look what an angel I am!
Danny tramps through the snow to school to find a notice being put on the door. School closed due to snow. He retraces his steps and hides behind the wall, then smiles.
Wow, snowy.
Not so fast, Williams.
Hello, Miss Trapper.
Hello, Williams.
There's no one here.
Indeed.
I better go, then.
Unless you don't.
Sorry?
I assume you're here because your mother went to work early and didn't receive the message, so you are free to catch up on your studies.
Well, maybe.
Let me remind you of your current scholastic status. Chemistry, 15th out of 16. Maths, 16th out of 16. Want me to continue?
Not really.
Very wise. Inside, please, Master Williams.
I'm gonna get you! This means war!
Oh, right in the pie hole!
The children are having a snowball fight.
Are we at all worried about leaving poor Bernie with all our little monsters when we go to the wedding tomorrow?
A bit, but no. She's pretty much an adult now and she can be very responsible. Sometimes.
I have my doubts. She will get distracted by Netflix and let the little ones start fires. Indoors.
So, 2x squared minus 5y plus 7y is Henry VIII's fifth wife, who was executed because she mixed acid with alkaline and then defined space-time singularities in her native Sanskrit. Williams? Williams? Were you sleeping, Williams?
Concentrating, miss.
With your eyes closed?
Well, that's my most intense kind of concentration.
Take 10 minutes outside. Maybe the extreme cold will cryogenically reanimate your brain.
Outside, a pipe bursts through the snow, acting as a telescope. On the other end, Charlie looks through.
Charlie, what are you doing?
Shh! Here she comes. You're gonna love this.
You stupid dog! Just wait till I get you inside. Come on.
Now watch.
Charlie blows a ball through the pipe, which knocks a table tennis bat that swings and pushes a Father Christmas decoration off the roof, and it slides down laughing into the gutter onto the floor, triggering a skateboard to release a dog treat which an Afghan hound enthusiastically goes after.
On your feet! Freezing! Oh, no!
Well done! Buddy never gets a treat.
Wait for it.
Leave that alone, you
dog grabbing the treat releases an avalanche of snow onto its owner's head.
Murder! Yes! Bullseye! Yes!
Charlotte! Pickles!
Danny is rolling and making a snowman in his break. He looks up to see Miss Trapper in the window. He continues to try and make the snowman and she appears in another window, then disappears.
If you had been concentrating on your physics lessons, Williams, you would know that if an object of greater mass is placed upon one of less great mass, you get mush. You need to make the lower snowball larger than the upper one. Simple Newtonian mechanics.
It was bigger, but then a bit fell off.
Nonsense. Do I have to teach you children everything? Watch and learn.
Miss Trapper bends over and starts to roll a snowball, to Danny's surprise. They both pick up the smaller ball and lift it onto the bigger one. She wraps a purple scarf around the neck between the second and third roll, gets a twig, some stones, and breaks a biscuit for two eyes.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that is how you make a snowman. Were you paying attention, Williams?
Yes.
Then make him a wife.
Danny starts to roll balls and builds a snowman with a mop. Kitchen roll for a scarf. and his own belt, with Miss Trapper looking on.
Not bad.
Oh. Danny's trousers fall down.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, time for physics.
Yes, miss.
Or you could do more practical physics and build this gentleman and his slightly wonky wife somewhere to live. What do you think, Williams?
She just happened to be standing under the wrong tree at the wrong time. It was a tragic mistake.
Was it a mistake?
Well, quite a lucky tragic mistake, Charlie.
Right, I think that's quite enough snow day for you two. Let's just have an hour of reading, shall we?
Ugh.
Charlie and Sam's mum sits on a whoopee cushion.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Very subtle.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Charlie ticks a checkbox saying mission accomplished with the Afghan hound and owner.
She is so doomed.
Come on, Edie.
Yes, mince pies on the table.
Oh, mince pies!
If only we could run the world, it would be so much more fun. Don't you think, Evie?
Yes, much more fun.
Ouch! Come on!
The children continue playing while Danny and Miss Trapper build an igloo with the snowman and his wife inside. Miss Trapper looks on with a sad expression.
Voila! Simple Newton mechanics.
Well, yes, I think that's satisfactory. You turn out to be not so much of a dullard as you seem. And that is the bell. Pack up and home, Williams.
Oh, already? Okay. That was the most fun I've had at school ever. Can I just ask, where did you get so good at snow?
No, may not. Off you go.
Danny walks away, then looks back to Miss Trapper staring at the igloo.
Ah, poor Danny. It's hard making new friends sometimes, isn't it? I always think that Christmas is a bit like an emotional magnifying glass. If you feel loved and happy, Christmas will make you feel even happier and more loved. But if you feel alone and unloved, the magnifier gets to work and makes all those bad things bigger and worse. And the last thing anyone needs is a blizzard, making things even trickier.
Houses with Christmas lights in a blizzard, then worse, December 24th.
See, I told you the storm would be over by the time we leave. Look, it's clearing up.
Tragically.
Right, Bernadette, you're in charge.
Great!
More whooping
it up, people!
After you've done all the things on the Christmas Eve to-do list.
Okay, so it's going to be exactly the same as always?
Of course. All the traditions, turkey lunch, lovely old Christmas film, lovely Christmas walk.
Absolutely love the tradition of traditional traditions.
Everyone does.
But do they? Completely sure about that?
Well, yes, I think we are. When did you start wanting to change Christmas, Bernie?
When I stopped being six, Mum.
Okay, well, be that as it may, just get the jobs done. That's your job.
Get the job done, Bernie.
Then wonderful Christmas begins the moment we're back.
Whoop, whoop!
Oh.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were all going to whoop.
Oh, no. I never whoop.
Bye-bye.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Dad.
Bye tonight.
Well, at least we have 8 parent-free hours.
Yes! 8 kid-free hours!
Absolutely love kids.
But it's nice to get away from them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Nice try, Eve McQueen, my little escape artist.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fellow inmates, prison sentence starts with a long list.
Ouch.
The parents' camper van drives onto the ferry.
Absolutely love ferries. It's like a boat giving a car a piggyback.
You love paperclips?
Oh, yeah, I really love paperclips. The Rolls Royce of holding things together.
Is it just me, or are those very dark clouds on the horizon?
In breaking news, if you thought the snow was over, you were wrong.
Okay, yes. All right, well, good luck. And thank you, Angie. Right, we have a major situation.
What is it?
The snow has cut off the town and the butcher didn't get his Christmas delivery, and that means Farmer Yirul is the only one with fresh turkeys. So...
No! Yirul is the worst. He's a truly terrible turkey torturer.
And he used to call me names at school.
Nevertheless, we can't have Christmas without a turkey.
Why not? They deserve to live.
Because without turkeys, it just wouldn't be Christmas.
Charlie rushes upstairs and looks under the bed. The family leave their house and find Lighthouse Bill crossing Christmas Parade off the town's notices and a queue of people heading to Farmer Yirul's.
Oh, well, 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 here they come. Here they darn well come. Time to turn meat into money. Easy now, there's turkeys for everyone.
Someone should do something about this hellhole. They really should.
Just as a matter of interest, Mr. Yirul, what are you charging?
Oh, you know me, Specky Beckles. Only double the normal price.
Double?
For the small ones, yeah. Triple for the chunk-a-dunks on account of the recent fluctuation in market conditions.
Is that legal?
Because we need the turkey.
Cash payments only. I will be donating all of the profits to myself.
Charlie makes a dash for it and runs towards the tractor.
Charlie!
Charlie runs round the back to a padlocked barn and gets out a crowbar.
Come to Mama.
Places, please, no fighting, folks, or I'll get out here.
She opens the door with a huge effort to find the turkeys inside another locked cage.
Oh, no.
Cheers, oh, Charlie, what are you doing?
She struggles with the chain.
Merchandise, shall we?
Mr. Yirul! Huh? I don't want to delay you, but are those turkeys free range?
Well, yes, they're free to range all around their cage.
And, corn-fed?
Well, no, not all corn-fed. More, mud-fed.
Move, you dog flops, move!
Right, no more questions from the irritating child. Behind this door are proper birds.
Charlie tempts the turkeys out with a biscuit, but the door slams behind her.
Back off, back off!
Juicy and jolly, Yirul's finest. It's turkey time, eh?
The turkeys fly everywhere, trying to escape as the villagers try to catch them.
Why do bad things always happen to good people?
Charlie, you ruined Christmas lunch for everyone.
Except the turkeys. I imagine this rather made their day.
Well, yes, nice for the turkeys, but Santa's now definitely not coming to you. And can't you see that spoils everything for me as well? Because it spoils it for you.
Charlie looks concerned as Sam walks off.
And there we go. A Christmas custard for when Dad gets here.
Wow, white slop.
Exactly. With extra slop on top. Now look, love, I really have to run. I know it's Christmas Eve, but you and your dad will have so much fun together. He'll be here in an hour, I bet with more presents than Santa. See ya. Oh, don't forget the shopping list. Hmm? You could get a little gift for your dad at the Beckles shop, where Sam Beckles lives.
It's getting worse! Careful down there! Don't bother rolling it up, just get it down!
So long, sing along.
Happy Christmas. Happy Xmas Eve, Summer. Merry Christmas, Sam.
Sam? Come on, love. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Oh, yes, Danny. That's right. Hi, Sam. Fancy seeing you here.
I live here.
Oh, yes, right. Of course. I know that. Just doing some last-minute shopping. I would be if we weren't shutting.
Sorry, nobody's out because of the
blizzard.
I was going to say rapidly evolving climate change disaster.
Yes, climate catastrophe. It's just my dad's come in and I was going to buy his favourite thing, wine gums.
Oh, I like them too. In fact, here.
Oh, wow. Great. Thank you. Orange, his favourite colour, except green. And yellow.
It needs a bit of a clean. Sorry. Wine gum's much better without fluff on the whole.
Yeah. Fluffiness. Always good.
Would she like to come in and warm up for a minute? Out of the climatastrophe.
Oh, yes. No, best get home.
Oh.
Don't want to miss the big moment when my dad arrives.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Bye then, Danny. Merry Christmas. I hope for you.
Goodbye, Sam.
Danny walks off dejectedly.
Oh, why did I say no?
Danny falls face first into the snow.
I am the feeblest human alive.
Everything okay in there?
Yes, all good. Thanks.
Charlie breathes on the window and draws a heart.
Oh, Charlie, please.
Can't we go now?
One last boogie!
You're right. We better get back to the kids.
The parents leave the wedding to find their camper van snowed in.
We have to get to that ferry now.
It should be here somewhere.
The camper van drives through the snow and nearly crashes into a post which has a sign on it saying closed due to bad weather.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
Don't panic. My app thingy says there's a bridge to Sheringham at the other end of the island. We'll take the scenic route.
Absolutely love bridges. They're like roads that hover.
A fox comes out from behind a caravan and several turkeys are hiding in pyramid formation behind the snowmen the children built earlier.
Clever birdies!
And where do you think you're going, Houdini?
Come on, lots to do.
I'll be back soon.
The parents are driving towards a bridge on treacherous roads.
Come on, you've got this.
If you feel yourself losing traction, steer into the skid!
No, don't steer off the bridge, we'll drown!
I can't let...
Come on, old girl, you can do it!
The van makes it over the top of the bridge.
What'd I tell you? Plain sailing from here.
Watch out!
Bryce, Bryce, Bryce!
The turkeys in the road cause the car to skid and crash.
Are those turkeys?
Well, we appear to be facing the wrong direction.
Nothing a three-point turn can't fix.
Careful, careful, or you'll go over the...
Edge.
Quick, reverse. Oh, it's not working. Give it some welly.
I'm trying.
I've got it. Everyone lean back.
Oh, yes. Good idea, Harry.
Just a little bit.
Come, Teddy, go over there.
Bye.
Who is it? Is it Mum?
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, guys. What's up?
So, there's been a tiny hiccup, and it looks like we may not make it back tonight.
You won't be home for Christmas?
Oh,
what? Wow. They won't be home for Christmas?
Huh? It's a possibility.
Oh, no. Mum, what happened to your hair?
Yes, it's nothing.
The camper van is upside down in the snow.
So, Bernadette, you all have to stay together in the barn, okay?
Right, but what about our Christmas stockings?
Save some phone power to call for help.
You'll have to improvise.
Block all the doors and stay together. Nobody goes outside till we're back, okay?
Really?
Teddy, lock the door.
Yes, boss.
We'll be fine, I think.
We'll be fine.
Just remember to keep an eye on Evie, and I'm sure we'll be back by morning.
Or not, if we don't call the emergency service.
Huh? But wait, what?
No parents?
Seriously?
I'm very, very sad now.
All right, click and release. Oh! Oh, your arm is on my... Is everyone okay?
Okay.
Gentle. I said gentle, Harry.
Oh, it can't be that bad. Oh, it's that bad.
Maybe we could walk home?
Only if you want to lose your toes, your fingers and other soft bits to certain frostbite. No, we must stay in the van.
I can't believe we won't be there for Santa and the stockings.
Oh, you shouldn't worry about that.
Shouldn't I?
No, you should worry about freezing to death out here and never seeing another Christmas of any kind.
Righto.
That won't happen. Beyonce's engine will keep the heat on.
Oh, no.
You secretly named this ridiculous old van after Beyonce.
No, I mean, not that Beyonce.
Huh?
Right. God hates me, and that's official.
At Danny's house, he gets his dad's present ready.
Dad! Oh. All the snow. Right? Yes. No. Next year. Yes. Merry Christmas.
I'm alone this December. It's the last light of the day.
Danny puts the phone down, hugs his knees and looks sad.
Feel the same. Oh, I guess I'll surrender to the tears and the
Miss Trapper opens a box. Inside is a photo album with Christmas 1981 on it, with two people skiing on the front.
You were the hearth light, my fire. That died waiting for morning sunrise. There is nothing under the tree.
Sam tidies her room and leaves notes for Santa saying, pretty please. She nervously strokes her hair.
And be like before, have I lost you? And nothing will ever fill the hole. My heart will be here under the tree.
Santa will ever find us.
Huh?
Of course he will.
Hey, what does Pinkbird want Father Christmas to bring?
Just Mummy and Daddy.
Oh, I know, Evie. I know.
Night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Whose foot is this, by the way?
Oh, that's mine.
Well, please move it. No! Not to there! As predicted, the worst Christmas ever.
There is nothing.
Danny's mum wades through the deep snow looking at messages from her husband.
I want you to come back.
I told you to leave sooner.
Danny is lying in bed angry as his mum opens the door.
I can't believe, Dad.
I'm sure he tried. At least we have each other. We'll make a great day of it.
Will Santa even come at all if you're sleeping in my bed?
Of course he will, darling. Of course he will.
Do you know what? If I'd been able to choose between Father Christmas and my actual dad, I'd probably have chosen Dad.
My heart will be here under the tree, just letting you know.
Danny's mum hugs him in bed.
Oh dear, what a mess. Remember when I said that this Christmas needed a sack full of fixing? Well, this is where I came in.
Santa's sleigh flies across the night sky, pulled by one reindeer with magical blue lights at its feet. He checks the GPS.
Fly on, Dasher! Most noble of reindeer!
I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a tiny bit of a blizzard going on here!
Nonsense! It's just a light breeze!
Can't we just turn back? We've done all the good countries already.
No, we can't let a teeny bit of blizzard ruin Christmas. There! Head for that lighthouse!
Okay, I'm going! Oh, we're gonna die!
Thanks, Bill!
Evening, Sam!
Alf on the shelf!
Santa and Dasher do a somersault in midair, then tear along the rooftops as Santa breaks and Dasher falls off the edge.
We made it! Nearly home! Oh no, I thought getting here was a hard part. But it turns out we've got a town full of problems.
You can't say that again. All my mates are down with the red-nosed flu, and my sparkly hooves are in agony.
Problem number one. Danny Williams.
Williams appears in gold letters on Santa's sack as he gets off the sleigh.
If you take a tumble, I'm putting you in a home.
Have I ever taken a tumble? Let's skip past this part, shall we?
Santa pushes through Danny's window with fairy lights stuck to his foot, sees him and his mum in bed with a stocking at the end, and gets out his notes to read.
A bit sad and lonely. Makes tea and toasty every morning for his mum. But now his dad hasn't turned up. Terrible. Terrible. Something extra special needed here.
Santa searches in his sack, opens the window and empties the contents out.
Perfect.
Dancer says hello to a fairy-like reindeer.
Hey, sweet antlers. What about you and me go flying together?
Fairy-like reindeer head blows off.
Well, I take that as a no, then.
Problem number two! Five kids, all in one barn, and no parents. Oh, interesting challenge.
Sans, you won't get all those sacks down the chimney in one go.
I've been doing this a long time, my grumpy friend.
Santa jumps up and shoots down the chimney, getting stuck. He climbs back out.
One what? One word from you, and I will get myself a self-driving sleigh.
What? Told you. And that's two words.
Right. Stockings. Stockings? Very imaginative. Super Santa creativity required here. Yes, very good. Clever. Perfect. Over to you now, mighty Bernadette. Now, problem number three. The hardest of the lot. A pair of twins. One's been very good, but the other is...
The evil twin. There's always an evil twin.
No, not evil, which has definitely been very naughty. What to do?
Ah, just flip a coin. We've still got Finland, Sweden, and that other one with all the lederhosen to do.
Don't rush me. This really matters. Where would we be if everyone was naughty all the time?
Santa enters Charlie and Sam's bedroom as they sleep, stepping on a squeaky floorboard. Santa creeps on, opens his sack and gets out his notes.
Used to tidy her room, shaved a dog to make a beard, and, oh, good Lord,
released all of Farmer Yarrow's turkeys.
Santa looks across at Charlie and Sam.
Oh, get on with it, boss. My unmentionables are turning into snowballs out here.
Alas, alas. But it must be done. For all the talk of who's naughty and who's nice, it's actually incredibly rare for me to follow through with an empty stocking on actual Christmas night.
Oh, dear, that's a dreadful thing to do.
Right, where to next? Jamaica? Barbados?
No, Iceland. Huh? Hip, hip! Farewell, Wellington on Sea!
Charlie wakes up and sees her guitar in a stocking.
I knew it would be okay. Yes, 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 yes. Charlie Pickles Fox Star Supreme.
Charlie looks across to Sam's empty stocking. Charlie puts the guitar down and takes the rest of the stocking over to Sam's bed. She looks back at the guitar and slowly picks it up, hugs it and places it next to the stocking.
What does that mean? Did you forget Finland again?
No, it's wonderful news. Sorry, pal, it's gonna be a long night.
Long night? It's already been one. Endless. Tear off your own antlers and eat them, long night.
Well, it's about to get longer. And marvellous.
So where are we going, big man?
Back to Wellington-on-Sea. The naughty twin turns out not to be naughty after all. Oh, this is my first Code Red for 50 years.
Code Red? Nice.
Let's dust off one of these old beauties. Right, time is tight. Let's blow a hole in the sky, baby.
All righty then. I've got a little bit more left in the tank. Check this.
I love this job.
Santa and Dancer fly back and the words Christmas Day appear.
Well, I wasn't so lucky.
What do you mean?
I guess I was too naughty after all. I should have been...
Charlie! It's bursting!
What?
Oh, no! Sam's having a panic attack!
Brace yourself.
She got a full stocking!
I got a full stocking!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, this one. Look at this one. What is happening? Chocolate. Oh yes, this is amazing. No way, drumsticks.
Oh, something left in Charlie's.
Is there?
I thought I felt something.
I don't think so.
Mum, it's just what I've always wanted.
Oh yes.
Officially nice.
You did find something.
No, it was nothing.
Okay. Mum, listen to what I learnt at school.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good old Santa.
Merry Christmas, little slug.
Danny sees his full stocking at the end of his bed.
Yes!
A helmet hangs on the end of his bed with a note attached.
Look outside.
Danny rushes to the window to find a monster truck wrapped up.
Flipping heck!
Mummy? Daddy? Oh, no! They're not back!
Gosh.
Oh, gosh!
Christmas is ruined.
Or it's not.
Look in your stockings. Santa came.
What? Really? And he has left some very interesting things.
A blaster gun?
Weird.
A power washer? Double weird.
A karaoke machine?
Whippity tree!
Bernadette picks up a baseball cap with director on it.
Everyone, it's Christmas morning and our parents are nowhere to be seen. Which could be a problem, true. But it seems to me Santa's gifts are asking a very intriguing question. Do we always love everything about the Christmas arrangements? Mm. Christmas lunch? With all the trimmings?
Sprouts!
Nope. Washing up after lunch?
Finished.
Oh. Nuh-uh. How about the big walk? No!
I mean, no!
And then the lovely old Christmas film.
A scene from Love Actually with Keira Knightley.
I hate the lovely old Christmas film.
Exactly as I thought. Do we think we could do a lot better?
Definitely.
Yes.
Right, so, big moment, kids, big moment. One of those moments that defines who we are. Do we have a vision for the future that is better and brighter and always more fun?
Yes!
Children of Wellington-on-Sea, get ready! It's time for our Christmas!
Yes! Yes!
This is why I love my job. Quite proud of that one.
Whoa! Mom! Mom! Mom!
Shh! Oh, come on, Jan. Danny's dad has just let him down, and I can't miss Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Yes, and I know she's very sick. Okay. I'll do it. Oh, damn it!
Not today, too.
Nobody else can get through, and I'm the only one in trudging distance of the hospital.
There must be someone. Someone who didn't just get divorced.
Look, do you know Bill, the lighthouse keeper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mum might be dying, and that's not fun. She likes me, and she doesn't like many people. It's not nice to die with someone you don't like holding your hand.
Okay, I get it. Mrs. Lighthouse and her not-nice death is more important than you and me and Christmas.
Oh, love, of course it isn't. But it's my job. Look, I'll ring around. I'll find someone to look after you until I get back.
Don't bother. I'm fine on my own. I'm used to it.
I'll make it up to you, I promise. Just you and me is just fine. We'll have a really special dinner when I get home. Okay?
What? Extra big portion of red slop?
Better go and get ready.
Oh, dear. The problem is, no matter how well I do my job, life is complicated. And when my big night is over, it all starts up again. And it's up to you lot to sort things out yourselves.
You're doing great, honey.
Keep up, Harry. You can do it too.
I am keeping up, darling.
Nearly there!
The parents try and climb up the verge using stilettos. They fall back down into the camper van, pushing it onto a frozen lake. They spin round and round.
Who could have predicted this calamity?
Oh, that's right. Me.
Oh, no. The poor kids.
Oh, how will they cope without us?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Children of the barn, Christmas lunch.
Our
pizza!
The children eat pizza with marshmallows on, pink donuts, and drink fizzy cola.
Do it!
Evie sprays cream over everyone and the food.
Aww, you! Finish!
Christmas 27% better.
Awesome!
Scarlet, time for your gift.
Oh. Eat sprouts, suckers!
Scarlet puts Brussels sprouts in her gun and fires them everywhere.
Take that! And that!
Bam! Christmas 48% better. Now, washing up! Over to you, Tedwardo.
Behold the magic of the power washer!
Now, Evie! Go, yes, Teddy Blood!
Ted sprays the hose over the plates in the snow, freezing them.
Whoa. Amazing! Christmas, 73% better. Almost there, just one last thing needed.
Follow me, guys!
Did a girl so naughty get a full stocking?
That is a good question.
So, while Sam is sorting out her mystery, poor Danny is wondering why he is the only person alone on Christmas Day. Or is he?
Danny looks out of the window to see Miss Trapper also on her own in her house. He looks at the trifle. He pushes the gate and walks up to her door. Signs saying, no carolers, no solicitors, no salesmen, and this means you next to the doorbell. Danny pulls away, then peeks through the window.
Oh, carol singers.
Beware the wrath of my furled umbrella.
Williams.
Danny is hiding next to the door.
Hello, Miss Trapper. I wondered if you'd like some company.
What about your mother?
Working. We had a bit of a fight.
And your father?
He didn't come. My mum and I are going to have dinner later, but I wondered if you'd like some Christmas sort of cake. Because we're both sort of alone.
Well... it's a kind offer, but I'm afraid I'm very busy.
Right. Sorry to disturb.
Life's not always easy, is it, Williams?
Not always.
But I suspect at the moment it's hardest for your mother.
Danny looks upset and finds a post-it note to write on.
Mum, I just want... Nope.
He puts a post-it note saying, sorry, Mum, on the door. Then another saying, very. They both fall off. Miss Trapper looks from her window.
An intervention called for, I think. Let's see. Straight and... Right.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General...
And that's quite enough of that. Huh? Over to you, Nisha.
Let's party!
Oh, yeah!
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life.
The parents are still stuck.
Happy birthday.
I must remember to put in my journal, pray for reincarnation in a tropical country.
Happy birthday.
Good time for presents, don't you think?
Huh? What?
Presents?
Merry Christmas, my love.
What's this?
Oh, just in case we got stuck. Couldn't have you waking up without a gift. Aww. And I noticed the screen on your old one was a little bit cracked.
What? It's a phone. Is it charged?
It certainly is. Yep. Synced and ready to go.
So we could have called the kids last night?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't have been a surprise, would it? Surprise!
Oh, it was nicely wrapped at least, wasn't it?
The man is a moron and there's no getting around it.
The kids aren't answering. Something's wrong.
Ugh. Can we please call emergency services now?
You are 520 in the queue. Please hold.
Everyone must be snored in.
We'll be here for days.
Right, try Trapper. She'll have a number for school emergencies.
Oh. Oof, Miss Trapper is scary.
Mm, but the school is outstanding.
You are such children.
Be careful, Harry.
Hello, is that Miss Trapper?
Yes. What do you want? I'm very busy indeed.
Oh, yes. Sorry to disturb. Gosh. Yes, it's Harry Forrest here. Scarlet and Teddy's dad.
Harry, what did he say?
Yes, I did maths with you. That's right, yes. That's the one. 18th out of 18, yes. Hopeless, Harry. Yes. But I wonder if you might be able to help. We're a little bit stuck.
Well, as I said, I'm very busy. But if you really are desperate...
Yes! We're desperate.
Very well, I may have one thought. Faster, Williams!
I hate turkeys. I hate their beaks. Feathers.
Miss Trapper.
Hello, Yirl. I need you to rescue some villagers who are stuck in the snow.
Why should I?
Because I tell you to.
Happy to help, miss.
Good. Now snap to it, you infamous oik.
Yes, miss. Thank you, miss. Will do, miss.
Sometimes it's very helpful to be a terrifying old trout. Yes, that'll do. Here are the coordinates of the McNutt van. Go and rescue them. Chop, chop.
Yes, Miss Trapper.
Right, Williams. Time to get to work.
But I don't think it's fair that I have to work on Christmas Day.
Precisely. Nobody should have to work on Christmas Day, including your mother. Now, take a look at this.
But we'll never get it done in time.
Of course we will, Master Williams. It's time for Project Homecoming.
Miss Trapper and Danny tear through the snow on her motorbike.
Tidied up my side of the room. It's unhealthy being this clean. Charlie Beckles, Operation Happy Sam. Tactics and plans. Operation Help Buddy. Operation Nisha's Melon Drop. Operation Matchmaking. To do. Gosh. She's doing it all for me.
What? How did that get there?
I've got my slimy eye on you.
What? What? Sam, you're being weird. Whatever.
Sam realizes Charlie has been naughty to help her.
Clever girl, that Sam. I hoped she'd figure it out in the end.
Danny bursts out of his door carrying a Christmas tree and grabs an extension lead from the window.
Hurry, Williams! Hurry!
Absolutely love chivalry.
Huh? What? Oh, thank God. Someone's here.
Oh, the emergency services.
Well saved!
Oh, help!
Hello!
Yes!
Hallelujah! We are so glad to see you! I hear you lot are in a bit of a pickle.
Is that
what?
You?
Who?
Hello there, Hopeless Harry. I've come to rescue you. For a small fee, of course.
Small fee?
Oh, no.
The frozen lake starts to crack.
We're going down!
Yep.
Somewhat anticlimactic.
Now, where to?
Home!
Everyone ready?
And
what? Do we have to?
Ha, two, three. Three, four. Ha, two, three, four.
And home!
Nice!
Non-twist!
Hello.
imagine.
Three, four.
That was brilliant.
Bonnie is a creative genius.
But we didn't even get to the lovely beach hut.
Next year, little one. Right, Bonnie? Time for the epic Christmas hide and seek. Winner gets the last bag of fun size Mars bars.
My speciality. Woohoo! Quick.
30,
29,
28, 27.
Sorry, take it.
26.
Somewhere else, Evie.
24.
Evie looks for a place to hide. 22. She sees a fox run past outside. The turkeys escape from inside the toy ship and run across the snow-covered garden. Evie opens the door and follows them.
16, 15, 14, 12.
Danny's mum gets her keys out her bag as she walks home. She sees a snowman outside and candles in jars on the floor. Post-it notes on a tree say, "Almost there," with an arrow pointing. She walks round the corner to find Danny outside an igloo with a Christmas tree inside.
Oh. Mum, you're here. Look what we made.
He connects the leaves and lights shine everywhere on the house and trees and spell "Our Mum, My Hero" at the entrance to the igloo. Miss Trapper looks on proudly.
Oh, Danny. I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Just step inside, Nurse Williams, and enjoy a very special Christmas dinner with your most excellent son.
Will you join us?
Maybe next year. I've got some catching up to do with my own family.
Miss Strapper, are you sure?
Merry Christmas, Williams. It's time to celebrate the wins and live with the losses.
A sign saying "Slop Stravaganza" on the table in the igloo and the "Sorry Mum" post-it.
Come here. We're going to be so fine.
I think so too.
Your throne, madame?
Miss Trapper listens to Danny and his mum laugh as their chairs collapse and goes into her house. She puts a snow globe on the table with Switzerland on it and opens the photo album showing wedding and holiday pictures of her younger self with her husband.
Merry Christmas, Jamie.
The parents arrive home in the camper van towed by Mr. Urals.
First in the little girl's room.
Oh, absolutely love you, Beyonce, old girl. What on earth has happened here?
Oh, no. We're being burgled.
You're home.
You're back.
Oh, Miss Abby, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
We'll never leave you alone at Christmas again.
Mummy!
Of you, sweetie. And clearly, you managed to have some fun.
Yeah,
Pony was fantastic.
We had a disco. She is my absolute hero. Aww.
But there's nothing quite as good as a traditional Christmas, is there?
There certainly isn't.
The kids cross their fingers behind their back.
Wait a minute. Where's Evie?
Yeah, where is that little pumpkin?
Evie!
Evie! Come out!
Why is the door unlocked?
Eve!
There are footsteps in the snow from the door.
Oh, no. When was the last time someone saw Evie?
Evie!
Evie! Evie!
We were just playing hide-and-seek. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We just need to find her.
She's not in the house!
Oh, my gosh.
Get Miss Trapper onto the school WhatsApp. Kids, DM your friends. We need all the help we can get. Find my Evie, please.
She'll turn up. I'm 100% certain.
It's all my fault. It was asking too much of Bernie. Bernie!
Evie!
Bernie, wait, please.
Evie!
Don't worry, we'll be fine. We'll stick her. Together.
Be careful.
Danny, we need you and we need your monster quad monstrosity. Eve McNutt is missing.
Miss Trapper and Danny career around the corner as text messages appear on screen. What's happened? Where do you think she's gone? I'll bring my flashlight. We're coming. The villagers walk the snow-covered streets with flashlights looking for Evie.
Let's go. Evie! Evie! Come to Charlie! I've got lots of sweets!
Shh, Charlie!
Come on, Charlie, please be serious. This is no time for naughtiness.
An aerial view of Miss Trapper and Danny heading to Evie's mum.
Good! She's here.
Right! Spread out, form a line. 2 metres apart, mustn't miss a spot.
Maintain your distance and hold the line.
Eve! Evie weebie! Ice cream over here!
Charlie, now is not the time. Stop it.
No, you stop it. Charlie's not being naughty. She's searching, helping people Charlie style with imagination.
Well, I'm sure Dad...
Why did Santa leave for a full stocking? Because he knows that Charlie isn't naughty. She's nice. Oh, and she actually darn well does something about it all.
Does she?
Do I?
Yes, you do. And it's because she loves me so much. Why did Charlie step on Nisha's dress in the play? Because Nisha's mean to me all the time and calls me the
boring twin.
Exactly. Why did Charlie drop the snow avalanche on Mrs. Horton?
Pardon?
Because I love her dog, Buddy, and she's absolutely horrible to him.
Is that right, Charlie?
Well, motivation is a complex thing.
And when she let Farmer Earl's turkeys out...
Charlie, you did not!
Yes, she did! And she did it because at Christmas the poor lovely turkeys have to die because we have to eat them on a day when there's far too much food anyhow.
Well, yes.
So my ambition next year is to be more like Charlie, not less. Now, can we please just find a little Evie and move on from this whole negative pigeonholing extravaganza? Evie!
Oi, Sam!
Evie! Evie! Evie!
Danny appears on his monster truck.
Need a lift?
Advise only if it's convenient. I mean, maybe? If that suits?
Oh!
Thank you for standing up for me.
You're the best sister ever.
Now, just get on the back with Romeo, Juliet.
Sam and Charlie climb on Danny's monster truck.
Beckle Swiss to the rescue! Evie! 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 Evie!
It's no use. We'll never find her when he's this dark.
But we must keep going.
I can't see anything.
That's it. That is it. Hold tight.
The truck zooms through the village streets. Danny looks fondly at Sam. They arrive at the door of Lighthouse Bill.
Hold your horses!
Mr. Bill!
Evie McNutt is missing, and it's super dark!
Kids?
And you've got a super light!
Oh, well, come in.
The kids rush in and head upstairs.
Come on, Mr. Bill!
Use this!
Thank you.
Sorry about the mess. Come on, Gertrude, time to sparkle.
Mr. Bill. Come on, Mr. Bill. Hurry.
Mr. Bill pulls the lever and directs the lighthouse beam onto Bernadette, searching for Evie in the fields.
There's something in the snow. Where? Further left. Further left. Look. There.
We've got to go help her.
Let's go.
Evie!
Bernadette struggles through the weeds and snow and shines a torch towards the beach.
Pink bird!
She finds Evie's pink toy and more footsteps. She follows them frantically, shining her torch all around. Bernadette looks out to sea and sinks to her knees.
Oh, Evie! Evie!
There she is! Bernie! Bernie!
Are you okay? Evie! Where is she?
Well, keep looking. We'll find her.
It's all my fault.
She's out there, I know.
Is she okay?
Look over there!
Look where it's pointing the light! There's something moving!
Evie! Evie!
Bernadette runs up to a fox caught in the lighthouse beam. It runs off.
Evie! The beach house!
Bernadette runs towards the beach huts, opens the door and finds all the escaped turkeys inside with Evie.
Bernie, all the big birdies! Look!
Evie!
Mummy!
Oh, Evie, my darling!
We found her! We found her at the beach!
We found her!
She's here!
Did I win hide and seek?
Yes, darling. You very much won.
Come here, you life-saving feathery superhero.
Ow! Oh, ow!
Absolutely love turkeys.
I'm so sorry I lost her. I'm so stupid. I forgot the only thing that matters.
No. No. The only thing that matters is that you found her. And you gave the kids an amazing Christmas, Bernadette. I'm so proud of you.
E-family sandwich!
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
It really is.
Daddy Williams.
Yes?
Was the lighthouse light really your idea? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Danny, the best person in Wellington-on-Sea. That's your cue. Go for it.
Sam, I was wondering, maybe we could get together for some fuffus wine gums sometime?
Wrong twin, chickpea. Over here, but yes, that'd be great.
Words on screen. December 26th, Boxing Day.
And that was That Christmas, one that will live long in the memory down Wellington Way, and prove that the best Christmases aren't really about presents and that splendid fellow called Santa. They're about being with the people you love, in the place you love, and a time for local heroes, like the one whose caring soul gave my friend Bill one last Christmas with his mum. But one more wrinkle remained. The traditional crazy Boxing Day sea swim. This year, for the very first time, obviously, no one was going to show up. Well, except for one fearless, skinny old sea dog, of course. Even if it meant doing it on his own, he'd never miss it.
Come on, guys, come on! Hi, Bill! Oh,
hello!
Happy Christmas, Bill!
Are you very good, eh?
Well, what do you know? I thought Wellington-on-Sea was just an ordinary town I drop in on once a year. But I was very wrong. It turns out it's a rather remarkable community where the only gift they ever really needed was each other.
No more escaping, Evie.
And a real community is for life, not just for Christmas.
Danny's mum stands next to Miss Trapper. Sam takes Danny's hand.
Come on, Danny. Let's do it.
Yeah! Oh, it's really cold!
Danny and Sam stare at each other, about to kiss.
Mission accomplished.
A wave knocks them over. A wave crashes over Danny and Sam, and Charlie looks at her officially nice badge from Santa as everyone runs into the sea.
Come on, follow me!
Last one in is a loser!
That'll be you, then!
Oh,
I'm not so sure, to be honest.
Mummy, hold this.
Happy hypothermia!
Miss Trapper, thanks for looking out for my Danny. Merry Christmas.
Yes, it has been, hasn't it? And now I believe it's time for a swim. Chocks away!
I think you're right.
Let's show them how it's done!
Look at me, I'm Christmas Eve!
Woohoo!
Absolutely love a happy ending.
They are all swimming in the cold sea with the lighthouse in the corner. The words "Next Christmas" appear over an image of a barometer. The credits follow with framed pictures. Directed by Simon Otto. Screenplay by Richard Curtis and Peter Salter. Based on the books The Empty Stocking, Snow Day and That Christmas, written by Richard Curtis and illustrated by Rebecca Cobb. Produced by Nicola P. Heron and Adam Tandy. Executive producers Mary Coleman, Natalie Fisher, Julie Lockhart, Elizabeth Murdoch, Bonnie Arnold, Lara Bray, Sarah Smith, Rebecca Cobb, Richard Curtis and Colin Hopkins. Starring Brian Cox, Fiona Shaw, Jodie Whittaker, Lolly Adefope, Alex McQueen, Catherine Parkinson, Sintu V, with Bill Nighy and Rhys Darby. Music by John Powell. Edited by Sim Evan Jones. VFX supervisor, Doug Ikela. Associate producer, Olivia Lynn. Production designer, Justin Hutchinson Chapman. Art director, Mike Redman. Head of story, Ashley Boddy. Head of layout, Dave Edwards. Audio description created by VSI London and written by Anna Bernard and voiced by Grace Rowe. Santa flies across the sky and opens a book titled Self-Driving Sleigh.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Who are you talking to? You talk to yourself again, Santa.
Loving memory of Tom Jackham. Other credits follow.
Thank you.
Netflix 2024. Copyright at the end of the credit list.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.